to kick things off this morning, could you briefly describe the role of the Law Council here in Australia?
The Law Council of Australia represents all law societies, bar associations and large firms in Australia in relation to federal and international issues. And part of our strategic goals include defending the rule of law and helping make good law.
So COAG agreed late last year to implement a facial verification system to be coordinated by the Department of Home Affairs. However, a number of key stakeholders have expressed concern that the recent identity matching services bill oversteps kind of the initial agreement. What do you think, or what are the main concerns expressed by entities such as the Law Council in relation to this particular implementation?
Put very simply, it's the balance of our privacy against information that might be necessary for law enforcement. There's also been no public discussion about this. Only now are media starting to talk about it, and we are able to answer questions and express a view as a Law Council, which is very healthy, but until now there's been no adequate discussion in the community, because the community needs to help make a decision about the tipping point where individuals are prepared to give away private information to go into something that will be called the interconnectivity hub, I think.
Okay.
It's a data hub. And into that will go information such as that contained in our biometric passports, driver's licences and so forth, and it will be made available to Commonwealth, state, territory, even local government and private entities as they go about law enforcement, but also the provision of services to ratepayers and citizens. So we need to sort of have a discussion to say, how comfortable are we to give away that information, have it exchanged in a way that we don't yet understand?
Absolutely. And would there be, I guess, any discretion of the individual involved, or because this is kind of a federal matter, will it just be you've got a passport, this information's now going to be stored?
That's right. There is no choice about it. And one of the things that concerns the Law Council and no doubt others is the fact that you're giving your biometric identifying evidence or material for one purpose, say in the case of a passport where you want DFAT to be able to identify you so you can travel internationally, but it's going to be used for an entirely different purpose because facial recognition technology envisages that there will be surveillance of crowds and people, and you may find that your image is being used essentially involuntarily without your knowledge in what is the equivalent to an electronic lineup.
Absolutely. And another thing that people are expressing concern about, I know the Law Council has also expressed concern about, is the creation of something like a social credit system of government surveillance through this facial verification system, and considering that kind of in other countries, say in China, for example, they've already implemented this kind of social credit system that rewards state-sanctioned behaviour. That's kind of another reason to be quite concerned as well, isn't it?
That's right. There's no suggestion that the Australian government is going to go about things as the Chinese government has. And, of course, there is a proportionality argument here. At the high end, if what we're trying to do is deal with the threat of terrorism and thwarting terrorism, then many Australians might be perfectly happy to have their private information used. But when we go down to the other end, examples such as jaywalking in the UK, local councils have used this type of surveillance to stop people from or identify people whose dogs are pooping in public places. When it's used at that level, there's this real genuine question about whether or not we are creating, I don't know, the undesirables, and we might not deliberately go about creating a social credit system, but if you're recognised as someone who doesn't conform with society's norms, you might be refused services, you might be singled out of a crowd and denied access to certain things and so forth.
I hadn't considered that, the unintentional creation of this social credit system, if we do start monitoring these things and we do start kind of assessing these things in life, and who decides what is monitored and what is
right.
assessed is the concerning part. I know a lot of people out there, including myself, are becoming more aware of privacy with things like Facebook and the Cambridge Analytica scandal. What would you suggest concerned citizens do to educate themselves about protecting their rights to privacy?
One answer to this, of course, is that a lot of this information is out there anyway.
Mm.
What we're talking about, though, is a radically new concept of the fact that it will be put all in one pot, one data pot, and then governments and authorities can reach in and take it out. So the first thing is to be fully aware of what is going on and participate in the discussion. The subject of privacy in Australia is quite an interesting one because here we're concentrating on the Commonwealth. It's Commonwealth legislation and there's a Commonwealth Privacy Act, but that only goes so far. It doesn't cover certain activities such as that conducted by ASIO. Exemptions can be granted anyway. And also, we're talking here about the potential involvement of state law enforcement. And in some states, Western Australia and South Australia, for example, there is no privacy legislation at all. So it's
really?
A bit
wow.
of a it's a bit of a hodgepodge over the Commonwealth of Australia. And we haven't recognised privacy in the same way that other countries have. So your attention naturally turns to whether or not we ought to have a Bill of Rights, because it's the sort of right that you would put in a Bill of Rights and say we all have a right to privacy, and then you measure a legislation against it. At the moment, there's nothing to measure it against. It's sort of, to an extent, it's a bit of a vacuum.
Mm.
And we therefore run the risk of the Commonwealth government legislating and the Commonwealth Parliament legislating in such a way to intrude on our privacy when we haven't really even thought about the length and the breadth of it. Under this bill, if passed, the Minister for Home Affairs has a rulemaking capacity. So at the moment, we're talking about facial recognition technology, but the concept of biometric identity is one that goes with the individual. So all types of individual characteristics could ultimately be put into the data hub, such as the way in which you walk, your gait, even, believe it or not, your body odour or your smell is identifying.
Wow.
And so it is potentially very invasive in terms of what biometric identifying material might find its way into the hub. We need to realise that, wake up to that and talk about that.
Absolutely. Now, you said there before something that I found quite interesting. You said, you know, this is in regards to some information, this is information that's already out there. We're just centralising it in one hub. Do you think we've gone past the point of no return? Do you think that realistically Australians can claw back their privacy?
I think that we live in an age where surveillance is so common, CCTVs in every corner, that we've lost that aspect probably. But if we look at the way in which privacy is handled, say, within the European Union, there is a more strident attempt to defend privacy. So we need to legislate in the opposite direction. That is to say, we will use this type of private material for certain things such as thwarting terrorism, but hey, perhaps it's better if we draw a line at a particular point and legislate in the reverse and say it can't be used for surveillance of low-level offending, for example, because we value the right of privacy in our public places, in our parks, on our beaches, on our streets and roads, more than the need to correct very minor behaviour.
Mm. It's a changing world. It's a huge topic to try and tackle. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there.
Thank you.
But thank you so
Thanks
much for joining
much.
Us.
It's a pleasure.